We've got a new guest joining us today, folks. We're joined by Riley O'Toole. He's part of the Traveling Montana Shakespeare in the Parks company. They put on a couple Shakespeare plays, well, a lot of Shakespeare plays, but a couple different ones throughout the season. They have a whole tour schedule that runs from this month of July all the way through September, and these performances of these Shakespeare plays are free and open to the public. But Riley, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure, Blake. Thanks for having me.
So, what do you tell people your main role is with the touring company?
Yeah, well, my official title with the company is the Associate Artistic Director, but my background with the company is as an actor. Over the course of the last decade, I've done 11 tours with the company, performed something like over 750 times across Montana and the surrounding regions that we reach with free performances in the summer and also schools programs year-round. And this will be my first summer in the last few years here where I will not be acting with the company. Instead, they've got me chained to the desk these days, doing some different kinds of acting for the company. But excited to get to talk to you a bit about our programs this summer.
Yeah, going to be bringing Henry V and As You Like It, the two plays coming around. Going to be the kind of closest spot to us. I'm talking to you out of Baker here today. The closest tour stops to us will be Beach, North Dakota, June 30th, Glendive, July 1st, Ekalaka, July 2nd, Miles City, July 3rd, and Forsyth, July 5th. But this is the 53rd season going on here. Would you mind telling us a little bit about the mission of Montana Shakespeare in the Parks, what the company means to rural communities across the region, and how many towns do you visit over the summer?
Yeah, over the course of our year-round programming, we reach about 95 communities.
Wow.
Many of those we reach more than once because we'll perform our outdoor show in the summer, but then we'll also reach a high school or an elementary school with our programs in the fall and the spring. And for 53 years, the mission has been to provide rural and underserved communities with free access to the arts, professional caliber performances. You know, our assembly house here in Bozeman, at least that's what it feels like right now. We bring together over 50 artists from around the country. So not just 11 actors, but also a full costume shop, a full scene shop, designers, directors, all folks that are professionals that come from around the country, many of whom make it a yearly visit to work for our programs because they're really passionate about the mission. But the point is to engage communities that don't necessarily have access to this kind of thing. And, you know, we talk about Shakespeare, of course, as, you know, having still a lot to offer to communities. But Shakespeare really just being the conduit for creating a community event, an opportunity for folks to connect. Something we're really excited about these days is a program we call the Share Our Stage program, whereby we are giving local arts groups, youth and community groups in the communities that we reach, opportunity to perform on our stage before the Shakespeare show. So if
cool.
Shakespeare plays at 6:30 or so and you show up around 5:30 or 5:45, a lot of the time there'll be a local band or a different performance troupe on our stage performing, and it's a cool way to give folks access to our audiences. But it's also exciting for us to, you know, in some instances, share a different kind of arts group. So looking at our schedule here in Glendive on July 1st, we'll have the Bozeman Symphony coming all the way out from Bozeman to perform in one of our most scenic locations throughout our 64 community tour, Mikoshka State Park. The amphitheater there is really, the Hyatt Amphitheater is really just a beautiful spot to see a performance. And if you come out and see us, we'll have the Bozeman Symphony performing at 5:15. Down in Ekalaka, we got a local band performing before the show. The Biscuits and Gravy Farm Relief Band will be performing for us. In Miles City, we've got a local young talent, Andrea Flockketter, who played for us last year, or her daughter, Ava, rather, is performing for us. So it becomes a cool way to elevate some local groups, and then we jump into these two plays, As You Like It and Henry V this year, a couple that are audience favorites and get produced a lot.
Yeah, quite a few Shakespeare plays or productions to choose from. So what goes into choosing, like, As You Like It and Henry V for this year? What kind of things make it something that you jump for? Like you mentioned, it could be a crowd favorite, perhaps. But what is it about those two in particular that makes them something that you can travel with?
Yeah, you know, we tried to, you know, the company's been around for 53 years, and so we've been through most of the plays, and so we try not to return to plays for about a decade or so. So the last time Henry V was produced was in 2013. As You Like It was produced in 2014. You know, Henry V is a special show. You know, it's where the term Band of Brothers comes from. There's a lot of iconic interpretations of this play, across time. You know, it's a play about, this young prince, Henry, coming of age and coming into ruling. And, it's a play about war, it's a play about battle, but really it's a play about bringing folks together and unifying under a common cause. You know, we are excited to present this play in particular because, you know, our Montana audiences know that, Montana has the second highest veteran population per capita, and service is something that is important to them.
Absolutely.
Something that's important to me and to our artistic director, Kevin Aslan, as folks that have family that have served. And so there are themes that I think are, you know, always good to return to. You know, of course, the play also deals with the cost of war, the human cost of war, but it's balanced like all of Shakespeare's plays are, with some brilliant comedic scenes. Our artistic director, Kevin Aslan, who's directing the play, is a nationally renowned fight director, fight choreographer. And so although the play, Shakespeare doesn't necessarily call for battle scenes like he does in some of his plays, you better believe that our director, Kevin, has put in some awesome broadsword battles throughout the show. So we're looking to forward to sharing that one with our audiences. And then As You Like It is one of Shakespeare's most produced comedies. It's super accessible. It's where the term all the world's a stage comes from. Some really, really iconic speeches, you know, T-shirt lines and quote highly quotable lines that folks won't even realize came from Shakespeare. And a play that, you know, it's basically about folks fleeing the world of a corrupted court and going into nature. And nature is where they learn about themselves and kind of are able to work through some of their problems through connecting with nature. There's an iconic line about finding books and brooks, sermons and stones, tongues and trees, and good in everything. And I think for all Montana audiences, that's something that they'll connect with, being great appreciators of our beautiful natural spaces that we have across the state. So looking forward to sharing that one. That one's a great comedy with music, dancing, great for all ages. Really, both the plays are great for all ages. You know, Henry V has some more mature themes, but I think it's okay for kids. It's not too scary or anything. And we're looking forward to sharing both of these this summer.
Nice. Great synopsis there of those for us. I appreciate that. And right now we're speaking with the Associate Artistic Director of Montana Shakespeare in the Parks, Riley O'Toole. And they're on tour right now, as we mentioned, going to have some stops in our area, Beach, Glendive, Ekalaka, coming up here at the end of June and start of July. For the full tour schedule, you can go to shakespeareintheparks.org. All these performances are free, F-R-E-E, and open to the public. How has Montana Shakespeare in the Parks been able to offer these free live shows, live theater coming at you for a whole 53 years? How's that been possible?
Yeah. It's it's pretty incredible, and it is it's unique nationally for its longevity, and that comes because we have such generous support from all of our communities. Individual giving is what makes it possible for us to not only continue doing this, but continue providing it for free to our communities. There's a sponsor in each community, a group that helps cover some of our fees. But in terms of reaching our annual budget, this comes from individual donors. Over 80% of our annual operating budget comes from individual donors, grants, foundations, sponsorships from local businesses. This is something that the Montanans continue to say that, we value and we want to continue preserving this tradition. You know, as an artist that's worked nationally, you know, a lot of our artists come from elsewhere, and many of our friends are at different festivals around the nation right now are not returning to work because of some changes with federal and state funding. But because we have the support of our communities, because we have folks that show up and say, "Hey, I'm not only going to pay what I might have paid for my ticket tonight, but I'm going to cover the cost of my neighbor's ticket that might not be able to afford it." It's because of that we're continuing to be able to provide these community connection experiences where folks can come and pack a picnic and, you know, bring out a bottle of wine and sit there and enjoy their beautiful, beautiful natural spaces and hear these immortal words of the bard, which, you know, I always like to say that the job for us with this Shakespearean language is not to continue finding ways to make it relevant, to make it modern, but to see and to continue to discover that we are ancient, and that, you know, 400 years ago when these plays were created, folks were struggling with the same things that we struggle today, and triumphing about the same things that we are triumphing about today, struggling with grief and jealousy and experiencing love and loss. And it's one of the reasons I love Shakespeare. It makes me feel connected not only to my fellow actors and those that I'm experiencing with, but to generations and generations of folks that have appreciated it. And we're only able to continue doing that because the people of Montana and the individual communities that we reach continue saying yes, we're going to support this.
Awesome. Glad it's been going on for quite some time. And you know, Riley, I'm sure you have a good handful of them, but would you mind giving us one of your favorite Shakespearean lines that you've performed?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. There's so many. I had the privilege of getting to play Hamlet last year and touring to all these different communities. And, there's so many different well-known lines from Hamlet. You know, I'd say, you know, one of the most iconic ones, and you know, I was just thinking about this one recently. It's actually not from Hamlet, but, I recently, I was at a funeral just a few days ago. And, you know, Shakespeare's got language about everything. He's got language about all stages of life, and I was meditating on this line the other day as I was at this funeral that comes from Julius Caesar. It's a short one, but it goes, "Cowards die many times before their deaths. The valiant never taste of death but once." And then another one that kind of goes off of that frequently that's from Cymbeline as well is, "Of all the wonders that I yet have heard, it seems to me most strange that men should fear, seeing that death, a necessary end, will come when it will come." And so I've been kind of turning that one over in my head. But yeah, there's a lot of great lines in both of these shows that we've got coming this summer that I think folks will be like, Shakespeare wrote that. I thought that was, the lines that get reused and recycled because of how much they resonate with us.
Yeah, I think my personal favorite, I believe, comes from The Merchant of Venice, but better a witty fool than a foolish wit, I think.
That's a good one.
Riley O'Toole here. He's an associate artistic director with Montana Shakespeare in the Parks. They're touring around right now this summer all over Montana. Head over to shakespeareintheparks.org. Find a show near you. Again, these are all free performances, and you can help them truck along with a donation. If you go and check them out, enjoy those shows, As You Like It and Henry V. And Riley, I think that's all my questions I have for you, but we'll leave the floor open here for you. Anything else you'd like the folks to know about Montana Shakespeare in the Parks?
No, just that we appreciate all of our communities, and I'm looking forward to hearing about folks' experiences with these productions this summer, especially out in your neck of the woods there. I've got a lot of great memories performing in Beach, Glendive, and Ekalaka. Folks always take really great care of us, and we're looking forward to sharing the performances again this summer. You know, again, our group is, they do it all. That 11 actors on the road, they build the stage, they repair the costumes and the set, they drive the trucks, and they also perform and set up and tear down the stage at the end of the day. And it continues to be generous individuals in our communities that allow these traditions to survive. So we're very grateful for everyone.
Awesome. And we're grateful for your time. Thanks for telling us some of your knowledge about Montana Shakespeare in the Parks. Thanks for what you do with them. We appreciate your work. And sorry you won't be on the stage in the light this year, but I'm sure you'll be doing some great work behind the desk there. We appreciate that. And Riley, thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much, Blake. Appreciate the time.